Very soon after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, history records that his disciples, the apostles, began preaching that Jesus was raised from the dead, and they testified that they had seen him and that he had visited with them, and that because he was raised from the dead, we too will be raised from the dead if we have faith in him and believe in him. Every one of those disciples, except for John, all those apostles, sealed their testimony with their lives. No one goes out and perpetrates a fraud, something they know to be a lie, and pays for it with their life. So the testimony that they gave us is reliable. The testimony of people in that time who saw Jesus. But that is at the point at which Christianity is attacked so frequently. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said about that in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 12th verse. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also vain. Yes, and we were found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if it be true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ is not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. You see, Paul put it right on the line. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ that gives us hope, that gives us the assurance that what he said is true. And he said, if you believe in me, because I am raised, you will be raised also. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the resurrection. I thank you for the hope that that gives me. I know there is hope in nothing else, Lord. Help me, Lord, to tell there is hope beyond the grave in Jesus Christ. And I pray in his name. Amen.